Hey guys, it's Chris, and today I'm talking about the simple six, the six strategies that will make any business owner wealthier, or their business more successful, or their business more profitable, however you want to describe it. I call these the six strategies in one of my books for gym owners, but we get requests every single week to help out non-gym businesses. And while we usually turn them down, it's a lot of fun to chat with them and to give them some tips on how they can improve their business. And as tinkers, sometimes thinking about other people's business will help you improve your own because you get used to thinking more objectively or what you would do as an investor who didn't have an emotional attachment to the business. So as we enter a time of year when you might be traveling a bit more, or you might be interacting with more service businesses than you normally do, or you just want to have fun playing this as a game, I'm going to give you the simple six right now, and then I'm going to give you a challenge at the end. So the simple six are the six strategies that can improve any service-based business. And each one of these is tied to a metric so that you can measure and you can take a starting point and you can measure progress. The first strategy is that the owner should pay themselves more. And there's lots of tactics attached to the strategy, like profit first is probably the one that we're most familiar with. But you could have very simple strategies to help an owner pay themselves more. Okay, so the very first metric is net owner benefit. Improve net owner benefit by paying yourself more. The second is how many clients that business has. And it's obvious, you know, here's how you would get more clients for that business. The third is ARM, the average revenue per member for that business. The fourth is leg, retention, right? What's your average length of engagement? The fifth is your effective hourly rate. You can improve almost any service-based business by getting the owner out of mopping the floors, making the donuts, and focusing on higher value roles. That's really what that's about, the value ladder. And the sixth is maximizing ROI on expenses. A lot of us sign up for certain things and we set up that payment and then we forget it instead of looking for ways to optimize the ROI that we get. So for example, instead of just using your accountant to do your bookkeeping and your year-end tax filings, you could call them and say, hey, look, can we go over my numbers and look for opportunities where I can get a better ROI on your service? Okay. I don't want to give you any hints though, because I'm going to give you a challenge. So what I want you to think about, and this is just for fun, is when you're acting with a service-based business in the next 2 weeks, you're getting your hair cut, you're getting your teeth cleaned, you're buying a suit, whatever that is, I want you to think through the simple six and think, how would I improve this business? And it's a lot of fun to try and come up with one strategy for each of the simple six. So for example, and I'm just going to shoot from the hip here, go off the top of my head. If I have a haircut scheduled today, so I'm going to use that as an example. Okay, the simple six for somebody that cuts hair. How much do they earn from their business? I would just implement a pay yourself first strategy where they increase the amount that they pay themselves by 10%. That will have a forcing function probably of making them increase their prices or their number of clients. Second, how many clients do you have on recurring memberships? This is actually the hardest. It's not the lowest hanging fruit, but in my town, I would probably do just like a very basic free organic social media campaign just because nobody else is doing that around me, especially for haircuts. How would you improve your ARM? That's easy with hairdressing. It's just increasing your prices or it's like product sales. Hey, Chris, maybe you should buy like this pomade for this new cut that I gave you that'll really help your haircut keep its shape. Next, length of engagement. This is the easiest one for most service-based businesses. You guys know what happens when you go to get your haircut, right? They wait for you to make the next appointment. What they should actually do is map out the client journey. Thanks, Jason. And say, hey, you know, you've been in now, you know, 3 weeks ago and today, let's book your next appointment for 3 weeks from today so that you know that you've got a spot. We know you can get you in and your hair won't look shaggy and we'll stay on top of it, right? Like that's a simple step that you could do to increase the number of visits that somebody stays with you is just book them in advance. What's your time worth? What's your effective hourly rate? So I think one of the things that you see is a lot of people, hairdressers or people who own the studios sweeping the floor, right? Answering the phone, when really they should have an assistant who's paid minimum wage to do that stuff so that they can just go from like one chair to the next and maximize their effective hourly rate until they become the owner, at which point they want to maximize their effective hourly rate by working on marketing and sales and like renting out their chairs or however they do that. And then finally, what percentage of your money goes toward paying recurring expenses, not including payroll? How do you increase the ROI on that? Well, you put in another chair, right? You're renting the space maybe, or you add on like a massage therapist, you get another tenant. You could put in some retail stuff at the front of the store. You could look at your other expenses too, like, you know, what are you selling? What's the margin on that stuff? Could you charge more and change the percentage that you're paying your staff? Like there's so many ways to do this, and it's just kind of a fun exercise. So if you want to try this, try it. And I'd love to hear what business or businesses that you picked and whether you love doing it. And if this is something that you actually love doing, then, you know, maybe there's an opportunity for you to do some business coaching, and you can send me an email if you want to inquire about how we can help you with that. And of course, there's a lot more to it than just knowing the answer. That you have to get the people to actually do the thing, which is the hard part. But you can email me if you're interested. And if not, what this will do is help you take a more objective perspective on your own business too, by just getting in the habit of thinking through the simple six when you're dealing with other businesses. When you come in the front door of your own business, you'll think about it too. Hope that helps.